We didn't do a very good job killing penalties, taking penalties, and soft play. You know, against a team like that that's playing with confidence and moving the puck around, you're going to get behind. And, you know, we let them get off to a great start, and they kind of coasted in from there.
They almost appear like they ambushed us.
Well, I think it takes two. When you're not ready to compete and play hard and do all the little things, you know, we let them skate around and do what they wanted to do. And, you know, that's going to be the result for the first 10 minutes.
Chris, when you get down like that as a veteran team, does somebody say anything, or is it just known to get it going?
Well, you know, you could say something, but, you know, collectively the group needs to rally. And you know, after that first period, we kind of continue to take penalties and allow them to continue to gain momentum. And it wasn't until the latter part of the second period that, you know, they took a few penalties and we started to get our cycle game going, our forecheck game going, creating some turnovers. We had some good chances. I got that second one, and, you know, it's tough coming back on teams there. You give them 4 or 5 goal leads, it's not easy. You know, we gave ourselves a chance there at the end, but, you know, at some point there, it's just not enough.
Chris, the bands aggravate you in any way here today with all that?
No, it was a playoff style atmosphere. You know, they're obviously excited to have a team back here, and they're boisterous and energetic, and it's fun to play in games like that.
How does it feel to come back to Winnipeg, and did you have any family in attendance?
I did. I had my grandparents in town from Thunder Bay, so they got to see a barn burner.